Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fish and a conservation report. Well, water temperatures are hanging around the upper 40s around much of the Black Hawk District, and water clarity continues to improve at most lakes. At Black Hawk Lake, anglers are still catching fair numbers of panfish. For bluegill, use a small jig with a small piece of crawler, fished under a bobber in anywhere from 3 to 6 feet of water, in Town Bay from the Stone Piers, and along Ice House Point and also near the inlet bridge. Yellow perch action has been pretty decent. Many of the perch are running 8 to 10 inches, but there are quite a few making it up to 12. Try using small plastics with small power baits like crappie niblets, or pop out some perch eyes from the ones you've already caught and bait your hook with them. Night crawlers are always a good bait too. For perch, look to fish around the inlet bridge, the stone piers, and the state marina. Expect to catch some crappie while targeting perch. There are a lot of crappie out in the lake in that 10 to 12 inch size range. Well, it's looking like there are some good opportunities up north for walleye, perch, and pike. At East Okoboji Lake, the yellow bass bite has been excellent, with good numbers of fish being harvested. Cast mini jigs or hair jigs, or use small baits tipped with wigglers. Don't overlook the evening bite from the docks, as these fish will move shallow at dusk. Good numbers of walleye are being caught with the traditional baits, and there are also good numbers of yellow bass mixed in with the catch. Anglers have been reporting good numbers of northern pike on the lake, with the best areas being where there is flow coming into the lake. Yellow perch action has been good, and use tube jigs tipped with wigglers from the docks in the evening. At Spirit Lake, the fall walleye bite has started and the action has been picking up. Wader fishing has been a good tactic, with the best bite being during the evening. Dock anglers report a good bite by casting twisters or hair jigs tipped with minnows. Good numbers of perch are being caught, but sorting is needed. Still, anglers continue to harvest numbers of acceptable size fish. Use mini jigs tipped with wigglers or a minnow. Northern pike action on Spirit Lake is also good, and again, the best action is where you can find flow coming into the lake. Well, it's that time of year when we start stocking our urban trout lakes to provide trout fishing opportunities in this part of the state. Iowa actually has some great trout fishing streams, but they are all located in the northeast part of the state, where our spring-fed streams stay cool enough year-round to support trout. Our waters in this part of the state are much too warm to support trout during the summer months. But during the fall and winter, when those temps drop, we can stock them for people to enjoy during the cold water season. On November 1st, this past Thursday, we stocked about 1,500 rainbow trout into Moreland Pond, which is just south and west of Fort Dodge off Highway 20. Folks were catching trout before we were even done stocking them all. Next week, we'll be stocking about 1,500 rainbow trout into Bacon Creek Lake, which is on the east side of Sioux City. The trout that we stock are around 12 to 14 inches long, so they're big enough to keep when they get stocked. We usually try to throw in one or two of the broodstock fish for a chance at catching a really big trout. Now, this time of year, shiny spinners, cast masters, and lures with a lot of flash work good for these trout, especially right after they're stocked. Once they've been in the ponds for a few days, things like power bait and canned corn start to work really good too. As always, small minnows and night crawlers are good baits. Now, we'll be stocking both of those lakes again in January through the ice, but until then, there is good trout fishing to be had at those locations. The daily limit for trout is 5 per day, and you do need to have paid the trout fee in addition to your regular fishing license to go after trout. Kids under 16 without a trout fee can fish with a licensed adult, but they have to keep their combined bag limit to 5 fish. Well, pheasant season has been open for about a week now, and hunters have been reporting good success. I've talked to several different groups of hunters who shot good numbers of birds on the public areas. As more and more corn comes out, the birds will become even more concentrated, making them easier to find. Just don't forget to wear that blaze orange while you're out there. Bow hunters will really be looking at the next couple of weeks as deer rut starts to ramp up. The peak of the rut usually occurs within the first few weeks of November, with weather driving a lot of that activity. Now, the rutting activity, combined with the harvesting activities, drivers on the road will need to be especially vigilant as the deer will be moving quite a bit, especially in the early morning and late evening hours. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. If you go outside, tell someone where you're going when you plan to be home. If you get the chance, take a kid out pheasant hunting this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This has been Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.